in this particular time that you are living in, not ideal, we understand, there are very definite skills to be learned. One of the skills we would like to talk about tonight is the ability to feel more than one thing and make both of the things that you feel valid. Oddly enough, this is a kind of exercise that allows you to move more fluidly through your emotional life. So much of what we encounter has to do with the judgment that we bestow upon whatever feeling we are having. And that causes, what would we say, the emotional equivalent of constipation. And so when we are looking at this time, you have noticed, we are sure, that there are a whole array of feelings that you feel. The skill is moving from one to the other without an opinion about any of them. Now, we're not suggesting that this can be done immediately, because we certainly know in the human condition that is not likely. But we would like you to begin to look at how you transition between one emotion and another. For instance, there is, you are going to be, let us say, annoyed by someone in your household. That is virtually impossible to escape. And so that the annoyance is natural. What we have to be careful about is our opinion about the fact that we are annoyed. Because as we sadly have seen, so many of you believe if you were better or more enlightened or more something we cannot quite imagine, then you would not be upset at anyone in your home. And what we have to say about that is, then you also would not be in human form. Because in human form, you feel everything. Everything. In different degrees, granted, but in everything. So let us say that you are annoyed by someone in your household. And then another member of your household speaks to something that brings you great joy. But it is, if you are not allowing that transition between one feeling and another, you do not even get to enjoy the good thing that you just heard. Or if you are really caught in perfectionism, you allow yourself to feel the good thing, but then you go back and beat yourself up for feeling the annoyance. We are very sophisticated around these backward movements. And what we are talking about now is the ability to move fluidly through all of the emotions without a single opinion. Contrary to popular belief, the emotion that you feel is not an attack. We are not quite certain where that came from. Perhaps the perfection. But the truth of it is, you can feel anything, and it is not an attack. It is not something that is going to go after someone and hurt them. We have been told that, but it is not true. And in this time particularly, when you are in your home, you have no doubt felt some depression. It would be a bit odd if you had never felt any of that. Perhaps you have escaped so far, but there's a very real chance that because what is happening is suppressive, you will feel somewhat depressed. The question is, can you allow yourself to move from depression to elation about anything, something small, something unimportant, something that may not even be really significant? Because if you can allow yourself to do that, you will be practicing this lesson. And one of the beautiful things about this, as you strengthen this skill, is then when something that is very upsetting happens, you will not believe for very long that you will never get over it. Because when you have practiced this movement in the small ways, you will then have in your own body the knowledge that you can be better, and you can be better soon. Now, we would like to address one more thing on the what we call the bad good woman list. It is a list that women have been given to prove that they are good, and it is a very bad list. And that is that when you are truly a good woman, then, and something upsetting happens, your goodness then is measured by the length of time that you are upset. What a peculiar thing, considering how fluid all emotions are, and that if you feel better too soon, you are obviously not a good woman. And when that happens, that is so very confusing. By the way, it is also confusing to your body. Your body knows that you have these capabilities, knows you are able to move from one thing to another. And it is sometimes confused that you choose not to do that. And that is because of these meanings that have been applied to emotions. Now, meanings and emotions, that can be a very bad, what you call, cocktail, because they do not belong together in the way that they have been put together. If you are sad for someone, that is genuine. It does not mean you cannot be happy for someone else. Because if you were a better person, you wouldn't be. You would simply remain sad. And if you begin to look at this, can you see how confusing this is to your body? Because your body is telling you what you feel. You feel sad for this and happy for this. But because of the patriarchal training, you do not have permission. So what we would like to give you tonight, we would like to give you permission. Permission for all of it. Permission for upset, permission for ecstasy, permission for annoyance, permission for freedom, permission for anything that crosses your life and your body. Now, how you catch this is you watch yourself. If you are feeling for a long time in one particular energy, of course, some things we do feel longer than others. But if it is a long time, then the question, which must come from loving kindness, is, why am I not feeling other things? I know that there are so many other things to feel. What do I need to say to myself? How do I need to release myself so that I am able to fluidly move along and feel all of the other things that I truly want to feel? This is, we are presenting this in as simple a way as we can. And we will use Poor Channel as an example, who is hearing strange noises and yet is so glad to see all of you, that you become the more important feeling. So we are going to take a few minutes and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. and feel the energy of all the things that have blessed you in your life. Feel them in the air around you. And breathe them in. And exhale fear. And breathe in the beauty of your own path. And exhale fear. Breathe in the peace of your soul. And exhale fear. Feel the earth send a cleansing energy into your root chakra. And let that cleansing energy clean away anything that might distort your power to create on the earth, so that your root becomes strong and calm and powerful and ready to aid you in everything that you want to do that is for you, that is good, that is prosperous and powerful. Feel the root come alive. Let the cleansing energy come into your second center. And feel the cleansing energy wash away all of the old shame, all of the old judgments, all of the things that were given to you early in your life. It is time for them to leave now. In the second center, see this beautiful waterfall flowing, there to wash away anything you do not wish to keep in your body or your life, and see the beauty of the waterfall, which has no judgment, only the power to cleanse. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into your solar plexus. And let the cleansing energy displace any emotions that may have been with you so long that they cause you pain. Feel them moving away from your body, away from your field. And know now that this center can receive love, joy, excitement, happiness, and feel this center open to those. Feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and into your heart. And feel the cleansing energy water the garden in your heart, bringing it to life, making all things new, washing away old pains, washing away old patterns that do not serve the beauty of your path today. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into your throat. And let the cleansing energy wash away criticism, words turned against you or anyone else. Feel them washed away. And feel the cleansing energy come up through your body, into your third eye. And feel the cleansing energy wash away doubt. Any doubt you might have about who you are, what you know, what you feel, what you see, what you intuit. Feel the third eye become clear and alive. Feel the clearing energy come up through your body and into the crown. Let the cleansing energy open the crown and open it more, like waves from the ocean, opening the crown more widely than it has been opened before. See a ball of golden light above your crown. And feel that golden light pour golden energy into your head. And let the energy of that gold redeem your thoughts. Bring them into harmony with who you are, without judgment, without shame. Open to the creativity that the universe sends you. Feel the golden light flow down into your throat, sending words of loving kindness into the throat center for you first. Flow into your heart. Sunshine on your garden, for the flowers and the trees that grow, for the water that flows, for the brightness of the universe in your heart center. Feel the golden light heal the solar plexus. Flow into the second center to make a golden field by the waterfall and into your root to join with the energy of the earth to create all that you are here to create. And feel the fluidity of the golden light flowing down your spine to make you strong. Across your shoulders, down your back to remove burden. Through your arms and your hands so that what you choose in love and choose in the energy that is your energy. The energy in which you were created. Let it flow through your trunk for healing, down through your legs and into your feet for support. And take a moment to be the golden child you were intended to be. Breathe. Know who you are. bring your attention into your heart center and see that a gift has been left for you. Rest your mind. Allow yourself to intuit the gift. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.